I've got a birthday coming up this week. Nothing special. Let's not get all worked up about it. My new age won't end in a 0 or a 5. The year is indistinct. One of those years after I'm young, before I'm old, while I'm still alive. At least, that's what I'd say if I weren't raised in the great state of Minnesota during the 1980s and 90s. I'm turning 34. It's my Kirby Puckett birthday. As I think you might know, or certainly should know, Hall of Fame baseball player Kirby Puckett wore the number 34 throughout his career as center fielder for the Minnesota Twins, anchoring the lineup during the Twins' only World Series championships in 1987 and 1991. I was 7 and 11, respectively, those years. Those are very important years in the life of a boy, and I can only imagine how adrift the Minnesota youth of today must feel the way the Twins have played lately. The Minnesota Twins of those years were scrappy, underestimated, and tremendously fun to watch. They sold me the notion that underdogs can and should win, a notion that's been troublesome in other parts of my life, but that I wouldn't give up for anything. Everyone loved Kirby Puckett. He was the star, but my favorite player was Kent Herbeck, the first baseman, and his number, 14, remains my favorite number to this day. I liked Herbeck because he conveyed the notion that you can be a little bit fat and good at baseball. I was a little bit fat as a kid, and though I was never any good at baseball, I did become good at, radio and blogging, even though I couldn't have known that at the time. Basically, these guys looked like guys I knew. Yet they circled the bases on the strange artificial green turf of the Metrodome with ease. All things are possible in Minnesota. When I was a kid, my bike log combination was 34-14. Just remember, Puckett Herbeck. How could I forget? So, I'm about to turn 34 and live the year 2014 with that age attached to the end of my name. I'll celebrate my 14th wedding anniversary, the Kent Herbeck anniversary, in August, and I'm already salivating over the meat and cheese tray that must surely be the custom for that occasion. It's the year of Herbeck in the age of Puckett. The Minnesota Twins aren't favored to win anything next summer, so excuse me while I bet my life savings on them to win everything. Why do these numbers matter? They shouldn't, right? It's all just part of the randomness of the universe. Isn't the entire exercise of competitive sports dominated by fate? Sure, playing baseball or doing anything in this world involves skill, but 9 times out of 10, Kirby doesn't make that catch against the old plexiglass in center field. 9 times out of 10, that pitch drops down an inch for the strikeout. Ron Gant probably had a case that Kent Herbeck lifted him off the base for the out in Game 2, but that's not what the umpire called. The things happened, and that's how they are forever. 34, 14, these numbers are not random.